They're just looking.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to wait for Ann anyway.
Be wise.
I told her 5 minutes. I got to do at least five, don't I? What if she shows up earlier?
Can you hear us, Brian?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go tell Ann we're back on. All right. What was the last thing you heard, Brian?
227.
You were just fixing to say how much they were entitled to, but this was all that they were asking for.
So I will back up then. They are entitled to, as I mentioned a second ago, they can get up to 8.5 million gallons per year. They're only asking for 575,400. Of course, we discussed that the boundary originally.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we heard you talk about the lease in the corner.
Okay, so they've provided a lease. That lease is adjacent to and contiguous with the CCN, so therefore they're eligible to receive an operating permit. So my recommendation is approval of the application for operating permit 11H-OP in the amount of 575,400 gallons.
Board have any other additional questions of the staff or legal? If not, Chair would entertain a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation.
So moved.
Motion by Director Lust. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Wilson. Do we hear any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And finally, 14P.
14P. I'm not going to go through all of it. Technically, both wells are outside the CCN. They're both easements with right away along the right of ways for the easements for the pipeline. I don't think there's any way we could issue them an operating permit for this one. It's all easements. They don't own anything. They don't lease anything adjacent to the CCN.
It's somebody else's water rights.
Correct.
On the left hand one, if we go back one page, they're servicing item houses outside their CCN?
Correct.
So they could request a revised CCN for that?
Right. They could make a request to bring in this area right here where they have these meters and they have a second and they have a well, and that would say what? That would help. It would solve the problem.
Brian, if I could ask, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Could you explain the difference between the easement and the lease as far as our understanding and counting those for water rights and not counting one for water rights?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the whole idea behind our operating permit system, as you know, is owning the water rights where the well is and contiguous to where the well is. An easement to lay a line does not give you those rights. So you have a gap. And so the board decided early on that we can't, I don't know whose property they're on up there, but we legally can't give one entity somebody else's water rights that they don't own. The only way we're able to bridge that in the CCN and to count a CCN around a water well as being a similar situation to a private landowner having acreage around their water well is because of their duty to serve within that CCN to every property within it. But they have no duty to serve a remote well that's not connected to their CCN, and it just doesn't pass our contiguous adjacent acreage test.
But a lease does.
If you leased all the water rights between there and there, yes, you would. Then they'd be contiguous.
Is there no?
Because our definition of the rules for contiguous controlled acreage is having ownership or lease of the groundwater rights under a particular property. And it doesn't matter which one you have. You just have to have one of them.
Is there any form of easement that they could procure that would give them water rights with that?
Groundwater lease.
A groundwater lease or a groundwater easement?
Lease.
If they had, some of that semantics, Shannon.
That's why I'm talking to an attorney.
Yeah. If you wanted to call it an easement, it would have to be an easement that also granted them the authority to produce the groundwater rights from the easement.
And I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is a lease can potentially end or have an end date where an easement is in perpetuity.
Yeah, I think the key is just the right to produce groundwater in a continuous perimeter of land around the well, whether that be by lease, outright ownership, or some other legally sufficient authorization that gives them the right to produce groundwater on that acreage.
So it's basically, it's coming down from your perspective is that the document they have, in this case, an easement, doesn't provide that assurance.
Correct.
It doesn't, and I haven't reviewed the easement, but absent an express conveyance of the authority to produce groundwater from the easement, it's not going to suffice.
It does not.
Thank you.
You bet.
So no action, no recommendation on this one.
Hold on a second.
Would you go back to show the map, please?
He's trying to get Brian off of there.
Well, we're going to turn him in.
The question I have, the lease is for the well, but it doesn't necessarily mean because of the distance of the well, that it also goes on other property owners, correct? So therefore, the lease of the water is not just on that one property.
It's a 50-foot by 50-foot lease.
Well, that's what you haven't told us what the lease was. So I was wondering, you know.
Okay. I think under the right of capture, once they've got that, they can pull that amount out from 50 by 50.
Correct. We're going back to this one then. It's a 50 foot by 50 foot lease that, it's a lease. It's not even the size of this building that's right adjacent to this. And it basically is just takes in their well yard.
Our assumption on that 50 by 50 is it's adjacent to the CCN.
And right.
Right, on the other one. But this was a different issue.
They do not have a lease on this one. But there is no lease on this one.
Were to expand their CCN to
right.
include that west well.
Right.
Then that'd be okay.
Right. If y'all want this one to keep sitting around forever, we can take no action. Or we can just deny it. It's up to you guys.
It doesn't seem like we can approve it.
We cannot approve it. That's why I said your options are we could leave it hanging around forever or you could deny it.
Chair makes a motion that we deny this application. The applicant obviously has an opportunity to come back any other time they wish to.
Mm-hmm.
Second by Director. Motion to deny made by May, second by Director Berkeley. Do I hear? Go ahead.
If they were to go today and ask for a CCN change, what kind of time frame, rough numbers are they looking at?
Typically, it's 12 months.
Yeah. Thank you. Good.
We learn more every day,
despite our better efforts.
Yep. I think we first mentioned this to them about 15 months ago.
Yes.
So the space-time continuum.
Right.
Have a motion and a second to deny this particular application. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. And show we've cool. In the public hearing at 2:36. Regular board meeting agenda, consent agenda, which is routine and non-controversial customary items, may be approved and the whole. Any director can pull any of these items for separate action and discussion. Includes minutes of regular board meeting and public hearing on November 16th, approval of bank statement ending November 30th, payment of bills and invoices received through December 11th. Doug, you've got one to add, correct?
I have a mileage expense for Director Micah for $57.64.
And reimbursement of, including Director Micah's mileage reimbursement, expenses on incurred behalf of the district through today, and approval request for extension applications submitted through today. Anybody need to pull anything? If not, Chair would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion by Director Nabe. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Lusk. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot. General Manager's report. Doug?
Yes, sir. I was going through this, trying to open this up so I can go through a few things with you guys. So, not a whole lot going. We've got Kyle and I have, mainly Kyle and Jay, been doing a lot of work. We've received tons of calls for people looking at operating permits. Most of them are fairly small. There is one really large one, the golf course. They're on Kelly Road, north side of 377. I don't know when to expect the applications, but it will be the largest permit I think we've ever considered when they submit it.
What are we looking at?
Yeah. And they have control of a ton of acreage, so they can get it. Rest of them are amendments are fairly small, adding to a historic use permit, stuff like that. Update, I mentioned several months ago, and I've mentioned a couple times, Parker County has been utilizing groundwater rights underneath public roads that they've been severed and deeded over to the county, to the landowner to make the 2 acres. Of course, Brian and I talked about this quite a bit when they first started doing it. We told everybody, the developers, county, if you're going to do this, it has to be done correctly. We, upon review, we found everything was done correctly on the front end. Several of these lots have since sold, and we found 34 of them, 36 that weren't done correctly. We sent out letters basically telling them, whenever your builder sold you this home, they did not include the additional groundwater estate. Gave them to the end of January to get it corrected or would be placed on the board item, board agenda for February. Most of the people that received the letter have been very understanding once Kyle explains the situation to them. I think they were more upset with the builders and the developers than they were with us. And I think most of them have started working. I think it was really just like four builders that were most of them.
Yeah, there were 9 total, but
most of them were just a handful, and they've already started working to correct the issues. Say what?
Whatever's left over will be on our February agenda.
Right.
What is the action that we
can... I mean, we can make them plug the well, and they can never have another well. That's extreme. We could hit them with more penalties until they do something. Ultimately, it's on the... I mean, it's something the builders or the title agent should have caught. But I think everybody will get it taken care of. I mean, it's a simple fix, so I don't know why anybody wouldn't take care of it. Rainwater, Central Volunteer Fire Department's completely finished theirs from this year's funding. Parker County's working on theirs for Precinct 3. We've got a check for the first half of it, a little bit more than that. We've opened up receiving. Have you actually received any applications? You've received 2, but you've got a ton of phone calls, correct? And she's been meeting with a lot of folks, cities, other entities, kind of promoting that program, the rainwater program. Groundwater availability certifications or GAC studies. Now that the state law requires that these be done for platting authorities. We've been visiting with the counties and actually several municipalities. We've executed the interlocal agreement to review the groundwater studies for Parker County. I expect to have an executed document with Wise County here pretty soon. I've actually been in communications with several cities in Wise County. New Fairview is actually going to have, they have it on their agenda in January. So several of the municipalities may ask us to review the groundwater studies as well. Tracy said he visited with the county judge this morning in Montague. Hopefully they can get theirs done pretty soon.
You sent him a new clean.
I did. Version. I sent him, I resent the copy of the interlocal to him. And I have not heard anything else from Hood County.
Surprise.
Yeah. I've met, of course, Dave was, Commissioner Eagle was here, met with them, sent it to him, followed up with him, not much. Had to go down for something else, met with Commissioner Wilson, provided it to him. Met with the county attorney, Matt Mills, provided that to him as well. Haven't heard anything back from anybody. So,
what do you want to happen?
I mean, if they want us to review the studies, then
January 1, they're going to have to require it.
Yeah, they're going to have to require it. My fear is that they're not going to require it, the studies. You're going to get plats without requiring them just because I don't think anybody understands them. Or if they do, they're not going to be done correctly.
I think that's the biggest fear is
right.
If they do require them, which state law now requires, right, they're not going to know what they're looking at or the validity of what they
right doing. Right. I mean, even all the ones we've seen up until now, none of them are really done in accordance with the law. So that's one of our big checks, is just to make sure they're doing them correctly. So I was going to follow back up later this week and see if I heard anything.
You need backup.
Yeah, I may copy you.
Please.
I may copy you and Jared on emails. I usually don't, but just because I hadn't heard back, I may copy you guys.
Please.
Yeah.
What? If you tell me this needs to be a discussion with Brian later, then you can. What's our recourse if the studies that they receive don't meet the statutory requirements?
Are you talking about the ones we review or the ones we're not reviewing?
The ones we're not reviewing.
I mean, I don't know if we'd be considered a party to, you know, have actual standing on them. Not, maybe we would be. I know a citizen of the county would have standing that the county is not, or any platting authority is not, you know, doing what the law requires. But I don't know if we would or not. But yeah, that's Brian's unmuting himself, so he's got something to say.
Probably tell me to be quiet. Stop.
Well, man, I highly doubt we're going to sue any of our commissioners' courts. So
right.
I mean, we can, if they're not completing them in compliance with Chapter 230 of the TCEQ rules, I think we could certainly press that issue with TCEQ on any individual application. And we can certainly reach out to our commissioners' courts. I think the big thing is that commissioners' courts are not really set up to review groundwater data and analysis, and you guys are, which is why the interlocal agreement between y'all and the counties and the cities makes all the sense in the world. But I think if it's left to the individual platting authorities, it'll become largely meaningless in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be quiet.
Sorry. Move this. What else do I got? That's pretty much all I've got in my report. Let's see if you guys got questions.
What else do we have on January and February? Back of my mind, there's something else coming up.
Kyle, we've got a bunch of permits. Can't think of anything else outside of that. If you think of something, Tracy, let me know. Because I don't, nothing's jumping out at me. So with that, the last item, or the only other action item on the agenda, is just the end of the year balance line items in the budget. And my recommend approve the amendments as presented. happy to answer questions about it.
Board have any questions on the budget amendments? If not, chair to entertain a motion to approve the budget amendments presented. Motion by Director Berkley. Do I hear a second? Second by Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. General Counsel's report. Brian, you're back up again.
It's all right. I don't have much to report since our last board meeting, working with Doug on these enforcement issues mostly since then. We've had even additional resignations from the legislature, from the water committee members. We've lost the four senior members on the water committee in the House. Have announced they're not seeking re-election. So we're trying to meet new people and educate them. That's about it.
Okay. And time and date of our next meeting. And I don't have that calendar in front of me.
Was it January 18th, Kyle? Something like that? Is it the 18th?
Okay.
January 18th.
At this point, 5 p.m. here, correct?
That's correct.
Board have anything else?
You need to thank Santa for Christmas gift.
We need to what?
Thank them for the Christmas gift.
We need to thank them for the Christmas gift? Okay. Say so.
I want to thank you for the Christmas gift. It was going to be enjoyable.
That was Brian's Christmas gift, I believe.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And board, we got out of here in an hour. And shall we adjourn at